For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Dang my timing, I'm off to D.C. to visit the drug czar, John Walters. He's out touring the nation, or is he? He hasn't shown up for the first two cities of his four-city tour. So what do the young people think of all this?
My name is Tom Angel. I am the Communications Director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy. The drug czar is touring around the country trying to push random student drug testing. He's trying to shove this ineffective, costly, and invasive practice down the throats of local school districts around the country. The largest study ever done on the topic looked at 76,000 students. It was a federally funded study and found that schools that do have drug testing programs and schools that don't have drug testing programs have absolutely no difference in levels of drug use between them. A lot of school districts are adopting programs that involve students having to be tested just to join extracurricular activities like the chess club or the football team. And what this is really doing is deterring at-risk students from joining these activities in the first place. These after-school programs have been shown to be a great way to keep students and young people away from drugs, but really, the prospect of having to pee in a cup to join the chess club is deterring students from joining in the first place. So really what these programs are doing is pushing students toward the streets where they're probably more likely to use drugs during the critical hours between the end of the school day and the time their parents come home from work. And it's invasive, and it can go a long way in damaging the important relationships of trust that students and educators have and that are so important in, you know, helping students to make safe and sensible decisions.
We have people attending these events?
We do. The next event is Thursday, May 5th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the fourth out of four events is in Portland, Oregon on May 11th. I encourage folks to get in touch with us at Students for Sensible Drug Policy. You can check out our website at www.daregeneration.com or give us a call here in the national office. The number is 202-293-4414. We have materials we can send you, and we can help you strategize with how to counteract these federal officials who are coming into local towns and trying to shove ineffective and costly programs down the throats of school districts.
Maybe he doesn't like the heckling or the booze, but it seems our illustrious drug czar John Walters has sent subordinates to the last of these meetings regarding the need for little Johnny and little Janie to pee in a cup to play chess or baseball. The only benefit from these urine testing regimens is money going into the pockets of those like former drug czar Robert DuPont, who owns lots of stock in these drug testing companies. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.